Jemele Hill. Just like LeBron James, Jemele Hill, she is the gift that keeps on giving. How in the hell does this woman still have a job in the media? Believe it or not, there used to be a time when journalists did actual reporting of the news. They at least attempted to tell the truth. There is no such thing as journalism anymore. Jemele Hill likes to call herself a sports journalist. If you check out her bio, that's her job, sports journalist. But that's just not the truth. Jemele Hill is a propagandist. She's also a communist. See, communism and propaganda go hand in hand. The reason being, you can't sell the general public on the idea of communism by telling them what it actually is. No one would buy into communism willingly because it's human nature to want freedom. In order to implement communism, you have to lie to the population. Go back in history and look. Look at every socialist, communist, fascist regime. Take your pick. They always start the same. You create an enemy based on a lie. You push the lie through propaganda to the public, and you take control of the government. Mao did it in China. He convinced the youth that the older Chinese were the enemy. Hitler did it in Germany by convincing the population that the Jews were the reason that the Germans lost World War I. Communism always results in the same ending. Millions of people dead at the hands of their own government. Senator Marco Rubio actually tweeted about communism yesterday, and Jemele Hill, she had a predictable reply. She said the GOP game plan is to accuse their opponents of being communist, of pushing critical race theory. And she called Marco Rubio unoriginal. It's not unoriginal if it's the truth. A few minutes before Jemele Hill replied to Marco Rubio, she posted her newest article in The Atlantic, an article that is a shining beacon of Jemele Hill and her communist philosophies. The article's titled, "Chris Paul Bears the Brunt of Pro Sports Vaccination Problem." The tagline reads, "Leagues are seeing the downside of treating vaccines as simply a matter of personal choice." Last I checked, we live in America. This is not China, which, by the way, this is something that I've never understood. If Jemele Hill enjoys communism so much, why doesn't she just move to a communist country? I mean, there are plenty to choose from. Take your pick. China, Cuba. She can go down to Cuba and relax on the beach. Vietnam, the favored communist country for those who enjoy high heat and humidity 12 months a year. Or what about North Korea? I'm sure Jemele Hill would love North Korea since, you know, she wants to tell everyone else how to live their lives. I assume that she has a lot in common with Kim Jong-un. Jemele Hill wrote this article because Chris Paul is being sidelined under the NBA's COVID protocols. Once that news was released, Jemele Hill said, "The first question that came to my mind is obvious. Had Chris Paul been vaccinated?" Well, I mean, that's not the first question that came to my mind. I really don't give a damn if Chris Paul's been vaccinated or not. The first question that came to my mind was, what the hell are the Suns going to do now? How can they win without Chris Paul? Turns out, Chris Paul has been vaccinated. So if he did catch the coronavirus, I guess that means that the vaccine is absolutely useless. But that's not the point of the article. The next question that Jemele Hill asked, do fans and journalists have the right to know if players have been vaccinated? The answer, of course, is no. Unless you're woke like Jemele Hill, who says the answer is yes. Of course we have a right to know. We have a right to violate their privacy of NBA players. We must keep everyone safe. It's all about the collective. In all my years watching the NBA, I have never heard a reporter ask a player if they've taken the flu vaccine. Why would they care? If an NBA player has had the COVID vaccine, the flu kills nearly 100,000 people every year. Except this year, of course, very few people died from the flu. Strange how that happened. So if they don't ask about the flu vaccine, why would they ask about the coronavirus vaccine? If you didn't think Jemele Hill was a communist before, this next part should absolutely convince you. Here it is, verbatim, quote, "But as leagues try to institute separate protocols for vaccinated and unvaccinated players, they're also revealing the pitfalls of treating vaccination as simply a personal choice. Athletes who are not vaccinated are not automatically bad people, but they have made a conscious decision to jeopardize themselves, their teammates and coaches, their family and community, and also their own career," end quote. So according to Jemele Hill, in her own words, getting this vaccine is not a personal choice. You must get the vaccine. You are selfish if you don't get vaccinated. You are risking everyone's life by refusing to do this. This is Communism 101. Communism is always about the collective, the greater good. What I mean by collective, it's all about what is best for everybody. This idea about the collective, the greater good, it is impossible in a free society. Freedom is always about what's best for the individual, what's best for you. You make your own decisions. Jemele Hill doesn't like that. She does not like that. Personal choice? No. She's smarter than you and I are. She will make the decision for you. How the hell is Chris Paul any safer with this vaccine? Answer me that. It looks like he caught the damn coronavirus anyway. And if he didn't catch the virus and was only exposed to someone who had the COVID, then I ask the same question. What the hell's the point of the vaccine? If it supposedly protects you from exposure, then why is Chris Paul being sidelined? He's vaccinated. He's supposedly safe. Jemele Hill then brings up the fact that Sam Darnold hasn't been vaccinated. She claims that Sam Darnold should know better than anybody. He missed 3 games in 2019 because he had mono. He should know how important it is to avoid infectious diseases. First of all, I'm not sure what the hell mono has to do with COVID. That's like saying Sam Darnold one time he caught a cold, so he should be vaccinated from coronavirus. Second of all, it's none of our business whether or not professional athletes choose to get vaccinated. One of the reasons that so many players are keeping this private, they know this vaccine has turned into a political issue. If they reveal that they're not getting the vaccine, people like Jemele Hill will go after them publicly, just like she did with Sam Darnold in this garbage of an article that she's calling journalism. Jemele Hill says that unless players have a valid health reason to not be vaccinated, they should undergo intense criticism and scrutiny if they choose to not get the vaccine. Why? Why? Why should anyone be criticized for making a choice about their own health? It's none of Jemele Hill's business whether anyone is vaccinated or not. If she wants to get the damn thing, fine. But leave the rest of us alone. But that's not how communism works. That's not how communists like Jemele Hill operate. Because she believes the vaccine should be mandatory, that it's not a personal choice. Besides the fact that players are keeping this private because it's become so political, you want to know the other reason so many are hesitant to reveal their vaccination status? Because the coronavirus vaccine was developed and released so quickly. The average vaccine takes 10, 11, 12 years to be developed, to be tested, and to be released. The COVID vaccine? Released in 10 months. We don't know the long-term effects of this thing. Hell, we don't even know the short-term effects. We don't know anything about this damn vaccine. Jemele Hill is part of the problem. Remember when I said earlier that communists can't promote their ideology on the facts alone? That they have to create an enemy and push propaganda? The enemy, in this case, is anybody who refuses to get vaccinated. If it were up to Jemele Hill, all of us who aren't vaccinated would be secluded in re-education camps. The NFL's getting a lot of pushback from players right now because of their ridiculous COVID protocols. NFL players who aren't vaccinated, they have to get tested every day. They can't share meals with the team. They can't use the sauna. They can't travel on the same plane. The NFL is basically treating unvaccinated players like they have leprosy. And if you violate the protocols, the NFL will fine players $50,000. It's absolutely ridiculous. Jemele Hill's wrong. She's just wrong. Getting vaccinated is always a personal choice. And it's a private matter. It's none of her damn business. Now, what do you guys think of Jemele Hill's article in The Atlantic? Should professional athletes be forced to get the coronavirus vaccine? Should their vaccination status be public information? Or should it remain private? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know what you think. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.